Welkom terug bij het tweede uur van Blues Radio. Tweede uur wil ik gebruiken voor een gedeelte live concert van Little Steven, Steve Van Zandt en zijn Disciples of zo. Concert uit 2018. En wat ouder werk van Tony Joe White uit 1970. U weet wel, Tony Joe White met die hele fijne, donkere stem. Helaas, ook al overleden. Maar nogmaals, we beginnen met Little Steven, alias Steve Van Zandt. En die geweldige, enorme band van hem.
This is your You doing all right?
I like your tailor, brother. I like your tailor. Yeah, nice to be back. Thank you for that wonderful welcome. We got a new record out. You know, we figure every 20 years we should put something out. You know what I mean? What the hell? And it's funny because it's such a different political atmosphere than when I last was putting out records in the 80s, you know? Or is it? No, it is, a little bit. Back then, you know, nobody was very political in America. Everybody thought Ronald Reagan was God, and I didn't. And a lot of sneaky stuff was going on around the world, you know, just bad stuff. So I felt an obligation to kind of shine some light on some things, you know, back then. But now I don't have to explain anything anymore. It's kind of liberating. So, in the old days, in the old days, I'd be bringing the politics with me, you know. But now I feel with this current environment, we're better off bringing you 2 hours of escape from the politics. All right. We're gonna take you on a musical trip through not only all my influences, but really it's a history of American rock and roll tonight. And yeah, you're gonna hear just a little bit of everything. So relax, enjoy this. We're gonna be here for a while. So get comfortable. And here's a little blues from Etta James, something called "The Blues Is My Business."
I got a banana from another nana.
Stay with despair for a minute. This is a holiday song. Holidays are coming up. Nothing like the holidays for a little romantic apocalypse. It's called St. Valentine's Day.
I said I can't trust you with my secrets. Your reputation for discretion is well known.
Who'll be the last lover standing?
too, baby. Love you too. So way back in the 80s. Fans of the 80s. Me and Bruce had the great honor of working with the amazing Gary U.S. Bonds. Well, one of the great legends and pioneers of rock and roll. And we did two albums with him, and then we started a third. Me and Gary wrote what would be the title track of that third album. But we never got a chance to finish it. Gary finished it by himself. And well, not too many people got a chance to hear it, but so we put it on the new Soulfire album. And combined what we had with some of the score I had written for Lilyhammer, the tribute to the great Italian composer Ennio Morricone, and it turned out something like this. It's called Standing in the Line of Fire.
obligation. Too many choices undecided, wasting my
what she spoke, but I believed every word you said, and I burned the soles of my feet on the way back home. Well, the next day a crowd had gathered out in front of a Eudora jailhouse, but there was not a trace to be seen of the devil. Now the jailer had been a poor man, but now his pockets were stuffed with money, and he was sitting outside in a brand new Continental Lincoln. Skirts on it. He would not say where he got the money. Was he a part of the devil's bargain? And did he set him free that night in Eudora, Arkansas? Now who's to say?
Sometimes a song needs singing, but sometimes it needs something else. And I believe the best way to get this to you would just be to tell y'all about it. It's about a time of the year, and we call it the fall. Oh yeah, it's a time when you can feel a change coming, like sometimes late in the evening you can feel a little brisk air nipping at the back of your neck. Kind of makes you want to scrunch up your shoulders, pull a blue jean jumper up around you. Yeah. You can feel it in your bones. You know a change is gonna come. Time that always makes me think about old hobos sitting out around the campfires at night, boiling them some coffee in an old tin can, with the jumpers pulled up around the heads, trying to stay warm. Ooh, yes it does. It's also a time when I get a restless feeling inside of my bones. Makes me want to just get on a freight train and ride somewhere, like there's something somewhere saying come see about me and check it out. Change is gonna come. Oh, and a change never done nobody no harm. time if you go out in the woods very much. You can see the turning of the leaves. Kind of smells good to you. Yeah. But it don't last long. Before you know it, winter's done come chomping down on you. And you really are hovering up in your coat, trying to get yourself warm. Ooh, oh Lord. But it's a good time. It's a good thing. I was feeling bad, kinda sad, and I did not know the cause or the reason. Then you came walking by, and you took away that sad and lonesome feeling. All it took was a look from you, and girl, you made me smile. Would you come closer to me and let me talk with you? Cause baby, you're my kind of woman. You were stepping high, looking fine, taking time to be a natural woman. When I looked at you, that's when I knew you were just the kind of girl I've been wanting. You were such a lovely thing, I love to look at you. Come over here and talk to me and let me get to know you. Cause baby, you're my kind of woman. Lots of other guys trying to get to you, but baby, they can't love you good as I can. No, no, no. They know what you want, but I know what you need. Come over here to me and you will understand. Oh, baby, you're such a lovely thing, I love to look at you. Thank you. that you don't understand the reason why he asks you where you been. So we duck into your room and tell him you were hanging out with some of your girlfriends. But did you ever stop and think maybe he just wants to know if you had a good time? Ooh. And if he asks you why do you wear your blue jeans when they're old and torn, well, he don't know that blue jeans do not have no soul until they're faded and worn. But don't take it all to heart, 'cause he's just trying to be a part of your life. Yes, he is. Music you are playing, or maybe he don't understand the words we are saying, but he is still the man who brought you into this world, and he's got to live here too. Add a little respect, a little respect will never hurt you. And if he says your hair is more becoming when it does not hang so long, just tell him when the cold wind blows, it covers up your ears and keeps you warm. Ooh, don't take it all to heart, 'cause he's just trying to be a part of your life. Yes, it is. And if he does not like to hear the music you are playing, or maybe he don't understand the words we are saying, but he is still the man who brought you into this world, and he's got to live here too. Never hurt you. Oh, no, it won't. And if he says your hair is more becoming when it does not hang so long, just tell him when the cold wind blows, it covers up your ears. Keeps it warm. Ooh, don't take it all to heart, 'cause he's just trying to be a part of your life. The man's trying. He may not know how, but he's trying to be a part of your life.
rising off the ground. And I can go on about my business, 'cause the law and the dogs are heading for town. She cleaned off the supper table and washed the dishes, and went outside to catch the evening breeze. The smell of sweet magnolias filled the summer night, and she hummed a song that set her mind at ease. She closed her eyes and remembered another night like this. It had been the 16th year of her life when the one she loved had sit with her on the porch swing and told her he was going off to fight. Summers came and fell across her shoulders, and the only news she heard was from her heart. And all this time she kept on waiting. Through the long hot summers and the cold nights of winter she waited. When about 3 weeks before they'd heard that the war was over, and she still hadn't heard no news from him, she never once let it cross her mind that he wasn't gonna be coming back to her. And on this particular night, as she sat there on the old porch swing, she suddenly got up. Around the side of the house and got some water out of the old rain barrel, and she washed her hair and brushed it till it shined, and went inside and put on her prettiest yellow dress, and she waited by the window through the night. The morning sun came.